Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets retreated as investors eyed a fresh rise in Treasury yields following last Friday's jobs report and a speech from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell slated for tonight. Dow slipped 35 points or 0.1%, did pair an early decline of over 240 points, broader S&P 500 falling 0.6%, communication services, information technology and materials all down over 1% to lead 9 of the 11 primary sectors lower. More defensive utilities and consumer staples sectors, the only primary sectors to advance. NASDAQ down 1%, Dell Technologies down just over 3%. After joining the ranks of other technology companies in slashing jobs, the company confirmed in a regulatory filing that it will be reducing its workforce by about 5%. Small cap Russell 2000 index declined 1.4%. Number of companies reporting earnings after the closing bell, including Activision Blizzard, Take-Two Interactive, engine manufacturer Cummins and Simon Property Group. Earlier in the session, Tyson Foods fell 4.6% after the protein-focused food company reported weaker than expected first quarter earnings and revenue. Looking ahead to tonight, restaurant chain Chipotle Mexican Grill, DuPont, Hertz Global, Enphase Energy and Royal Caribbean Group among notable companies slated to release results. A note, investment bank Goldman Sachs cut its US recession probability for the next 12 months to 25%, down from 35% previously, and that's well below the 65% expectation from the most recent Wall Street Journal survey. Goldman said continued strength in the labour market and early signs of improvement in the business surveys suggest that the risk of a near-term slump has diminished notably, adding that GDP is likely to grow just 0.4%. in the first quarter, but then accelerate through the year. Retail sector down 2.1% led European bourses lower. Pan-European Stoxx 600 index down 0.8%. Germany's DAX also down 0.8%, while France's CAC was down 1.3%. French lender BNP Paribas and Brewer Carlsberg released results tonight. Economic data in Europe, Eurozone retail sales declining 2.7% month on month in December. That followed a 1.2% increase in November and against economists' forecast for a 2.5% decline. London's FTSE 100 fell 0.8% after carving out a fresh record all-time high in last Friday's session. BP down 1.6% ahead of the release of its fourth quarter result tonight. Barrett Developments and packaging company Smurfit Kappa also releasing results tonight, while Severn Trent posted a third quarter trading update. Base metals weaker across the board for a second session running. Copper down 0.9% to be trading just shy of $4.04 a pound. Nickel down 4.2%. Aluminium down 1.4%. US is preparing to impose a 200% tariff on Russian-made aluminium as soon as this week, according to a Bloomberg report. Zinc lost 2.9%. China foreign exchange reserves figures for January are released later today. Benchmark spot iron ore down $1.70 or 1.4% to $123.05 a metric ton. Gold futures edged $2.90 or 0.2% higher to $1,879.50 an ounce after logging their steepest one-day decline since June 2021, last Friday. Newmont Corporation in the US down 4.5% after launching their $17 billion US dollar bid for Newcrest Mining yesterday. US dollar index climbing a further 0.7% following last Friday's jobs report. Oil prices firmer, WTI up 72 cents or 1% to $74.11, did trade to its lowest level since December last year, earlier in the session at $72.25 a barrel. Brent gained $1.05 or 1.3% to $80.99 a barrel. Saudi Arabia unexpectedly raised oil prices for its main market of Asia, while also lifting prices for those for US and European customers. Oil prices also finding support from that major earthquake that's halted some operations at Turkey's oil terminal in Sayan and flows through Iraq's northern oil export pipeline from Kirkuk. US 10-year Treasury yields rising 10 basis points to 3.63%. Two-year note yield climbing 15.5 basis points to 4.45%. That's the highest yield settlement for the short-dated maturity since 29th of November last year. As I mentioned, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell addresses the Economic Club of Washington tonight. Bank of Canada governor, the Bank of Canada's governor also addresses or delivers a speech in Quebec. Aussie dollar weaker has fallen over 3.5%. In the past three trading sessions, currently buying around 68.8 US cents. RBA, of course, this afternoon announcing its first interest rate decision of 2023 at 2:30 Sydney time, widely expected to raise the official cash rate 25 basis points to 3.35%. That'll be the ninth consecutive rise and the highest level for the cash rate since September 2012. Balance of trade figures for December and the AI Group Industry Index for January are also slated for release.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.